ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, Dr. Daria here, and welcome back. I'm here with Leslie Zinn, the founder of Atlanta juice chain Arden's Garden, one of the premier juice companies in the Southeast, recently opening their 13th retail store in the Atlanta area. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So glad to have you. Tell us about Arden's Garden. You know, what was the story behind it?
So my mom is Arden, and she's a huge health nut, and she's been into all sorts of healthy options since I'm a little kid. And she wanted to own a Norwalk, and which is a cold press juicer. And back in 1963, she couldn't afford it. It was very expensive. Fast forward 30 years, she still is pining for this Norwalk, and she decides, I'm not going my whole life without it. So she does the all-American thing, and she buys it on her credit card. And in order to make use of it, she called all her friends and said, let me make juice for you. And that's how Arden's Garden was born.
And the rest is history, I take it. Tell me more about Norwalk. Now, you said, what kind of juice maker is that?
It's a cold press.
Okay, so
the cold press never introduces heat into the juicing process. Mm-hmm. You triturate the produce, which means you take a blade and you make it into mush, basically. And then you cold press it in a hydraulic press and filter bags.
Okay. And what's the benefit of doing it that way as opposed to traditional ways?
So the four things that hurt the nutrition in juice are heat, light, air, and electricity, and the number one being heat. So if you eliminate heat, then you're keeping the juice that comes out of it basically with the enzymes intact. So that's why cold pressing is preferable to centrifugal juicing.
Got it. Okay, I never knew. I've heard the term before, but I didn't really know that there was a true benefit to it.
There is.
Tell us about some of the ingredients you use in your juices.
So we use like a rainbow of produce, and the reason is because you get different phytonutrients and free radicals that you need for your body. So we use a variety. It goes anything from orange citrus to red beets to green kale. We put everything in between into the juices for the health benefits, not so much for the taste.
Now, do the juices typically have a number of different things blended together, or are they usually more, you know, a single ingredient?
You know, it goes the spectrum. You can have tangerine juice that has tangerines, and then you can have paradise, which has carrot, beet, spinach, kale, cucumber, celery, lemon, and ginger.
Quite a variety. What's your most popular one?
Yoga One is
Yoga
by far
One.
The most.
Mm-hmm. What's in and Yoga it, One? I need to try that.
It's fabulous. It's spinach, kale, pineapple, apple, lemon, and ginger.
Okay. And what's your favorite?
My favorite right now, and that's like asking who's my favorite child.
unfair question.
It is an unfair question because it's either pH solution or beat it better. pH is cucumber, celery, spinach, kale, and lemon. And It's definitely an acquired taste, but once you acquire it, you just love it, and it makes you feel incredible. And, you know, the other one is beat it better, which is beets, ginger, and apple. And I love ginger, and it's a double shot.
So tell me, what are the health benefits that people get from these juices, and how much do they have to consume to get that benefit?
If you drink 16 ounces of juice consistently, and that, I mean on a daily basis, you will feel a difference. And the more that you eliminate processed foods and replace it with fresh juices, the faster that you'll feel the benefit. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when we put incredible fuel in our body how quickly we feel better.
Well, that's so true, especially when you're eliminating something as unhealthy for us as processed foods.
Absolutely.
And replacing it with something so healthy. Now, I've heard about the 21-day program. Can you tell people about that?
So the 21-day turnaround is broken up into three parts. The first part is what we call pre-cleanse, and you're eating and drinking two juices a day, but we're eliminating all toxins. So we're not going to put any dairy, sugar, flour, meat, caffeine, smoking, or alcohol. We're not going to put any of that in. We're going to eat basically fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, and seeds, and we're going to drink two juices. So for a lot of people, that's a big change.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some withdrawal before you get to the fast. But it's basically getting our bodies from wherever they are now ready to do a fast. The middle part is 10 days of all juice. And that is just an incredible gift to give yourself. The first 3 days are a little challenging because you do feel hungry. It's not that you're missing nutrients, but you miss eating. But after the first 3 days is the total payoff. When you have mental clarity, you sleep like a baby, you have incredible energy, and you just feel a connectedness to the world around you. And then the last 6 days, we do what's called food sensitivity testing. We put food back in with the juicing, which we go back to two juices a day. But at this point, your body is super clean. So if you want to know how a food makes you feel, you try it in this 6 day period, and you will know immediately, 6 to 12 hours, this food works for me or this food does not. And it's just a plethora of information to find out how food truly affects the way we feel.
You know, you're so right. We bombard our bodies with so many different things, sugar and salt and caffeine. And it's amazing once you isolate one of those things out of your system, how mm-hmm. you feel and the difference when you actually go through that. Now, if somebody isn't ready to do the 21-day turnaround, you know, how can they incorporate juice into their life? You said 16 ounces a day. And is that in place of water or more in place of, you know, take out some caffeine and take out something that's bad for you as well?
I think the easiest way to incorporate juicing is to replace breakfast with two juices, either a fruit and a vegetable or two fruits or two vegetables, and you will get tons of nutrients. It's easy, it's convenient, it's inexpensive, and you will immediately feel the benefit. I find that people can incorporate that relatively easily.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty easy to grab and go in the morning. Now, does mm-hmm. cold pressing, does that maintain the fiber as well in the juice?
It does not. There's no fiber in juice that is cold pressed, but we also make some juices that are called smoothies, which to us means that there's a soft fruit in there. When you press soft fruit like cherries, mangoes, bananas, it makes mush. It doesn't make juice. So in our smoothies, if someone wants to have fiber in their juice, they would just get a smoothie because we blend it, and so we put the whole fruit into it. There's benefits on both sides. You know, when you have the fiber, obviously it's helping to keep your colon healthy. Mm-hmm. But when you have just juice, you're not going to use your digestion, so it's absorbed much more easily to your body.
Got it. So maybe good to, if somebody really wants that, they can mix a little bit of smoothie, also, you know, have some juice and alternate between those?
Absolutely. Try all okay. different kinds.
You know, tell us what makes Arden's Garden Juices special and differentiates them from the other brands out there in our last minute.
Okay, so if you read the ingredients on our bottle, you'll know every one of them. Because all we do is we take fresh produce and we make it into juice. We don't try to cut corners. We have a very definite mission, and that mission is to make healthy items convenient and affordable. And that's what we do.
That's wonderful. Where can people find Arden's Garden Juices?
So we just opened our 13th store yesterday, all over Metro Atlanta, from Midtown to Sandy Springs to East Point. And you can buy it in Whole Foods, Publix, Kroger, and a lot of smaller retailers.
So that's wonderful. So you can go to one of the stores, but if you can't make it there, then pick it up when you're getting your groceries in one of the Arden's Garden Juices. Okay. Thank you so much. Well, Leslie, I am going to have to check out Yoga One and PH Solutions You Tried. I am going to check it out. I'm going to let everyone know, and I encourage my listeners to do the same. So, you know, thank you so much for joining us today on Share Care Radio. And listeners can check out the rest of Leslie and Arden's Gardens offering on Arden's Gardens website or on Twitter or Instagram at Arden's Garden. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.